road, punk.
Oh, make up your minds already.
Hey, Thompson, where are you off to in such a hurry?
Home? What's it to you?
So, what's the rush to get home so fast? Have anything to do with Rickman telling everybody he's gonna pound you?
No, Michaels. I got a big test to study.
Oh, that's good, Thompson. But if Rickman doesn't pound on you today, he's gonna tomorrow.
Hey, Michaels, what do you say you pull over, huh? Get out of the car? Maybe we can talk a little easier?
See you at your funeral, Thompson.
Whatever.
Kids Left Behind. Episode 1.
The Storm.
Hey, Mom.
Are you okay?
Yeah, Mark. I'm okay.
Is something wrong?
No, I was just thinking.
Do you always cry when you think?
You know what, Mark? Why don't you run and get your hands washed for dinner?
Okay. Mom, you can stop crying now. He's home.
Judd, you're home early.
Yeah, well.
You gonna stay for dinner tonight?
I haven't decided yet.
Your father mentioned that he hasn't seen you in a while.
Then maybe my father should get new glasses, huh?
There's no need to be mean.
Yeah, fine.
Judd, what's up with the scruff on your face?
It's a goatee.
Any plans to shave it soon?
None that I can think of.
Well, it makes you look old and crotchety.
I'll keep that in mind.
I'm sure you will. Hey, Judd, do me a favor.
What?
Could you bring the mail in for me?
Why don't you do it yourself? Why do I have to do everything?
You don't have to do everything around here, Judd. I'm just asking you to do this one thing.
Yeah, well, do it yourself.
Well, then don't count on using the car this weekend, young man.
You told me I could take the car to Milwaukee!
Well, not if you can't even get the mail for me!
Ugh, unbelievable!
Oh, Lord, please give me the strength to not strangle this kid. He's driving me nuts!
Here's your mail.
Judd, come back here and hand me the mail properly!
Later!
Forget it. I'll get it myself.
You're welcome!
Funny, I don't feel welcome!
Oh, man. Could this be what I think it is? Oh, yeah. There you are. Welcome to the wonderful world of credit cards, Mr. Judd Thompson Jr. Probably the first time I'm glad I have the same name as my old man. Now, where did I put my passport? Where is that thing? There you are. Didn't think I'd ever need you again. What?
Judd?
What do you want?
I just want to ask you a question.
What?
Are you still a Christian?
What? Of course I am. What's it to you?
You just don't act like one.
Why don't you mind your own business?
Mom cries about you.
Get out of here!
Yeah, Mom! Judd threw a book at me.
Little jerk. A couple of shirts, a pair of jeans. And let's not forget the accumulated wealth. All this alone could get me pretty far. Still, I better go to the bank before they close.
Where do you think you're going, mister?
Library. Gotta study.
So you won't be home for dinner?
Nope.
Well, when will you be home?
Late. Don't wait up.
Oh, so now you're interested in studying all of a sudden.
Hey, you're the one always busting my chops about my grades. What do you want?
Okay. You need any dinner money?
No! Just leave me alone!
All right, but I better not find out that you're going out with those friends of yours.
Oh, so where did you say this place is?
The quarry is out by Elgin.
but we need to get some hooch first.
Oh, we can get some at Wayne's Liquor Depot. I got my magic jacket.
I'm pretty sure Wayne doesn't even care when you come into his store.
What?
I think he's sweet on you, Vicky.
Oh, that's disgusting. He's like 50.
And you're 15. But I'm pretty sure he doesn't care.
Let's not go to Wayne's.
But if we go to Wayne's, we got beer for sure. He never checks us. Everyone else does.
He never checks me, you mean.
Same thing. We put the beer in your coat and buy Coke and pretzels.
You know, one of these days he's gonna start suspecting us.
So what? There's worse things than being busted for lifting beer.
Okay, so here's your change. And I'll see you Friday. Vicky, how are you, sweet thing?
Oh, I'm good, Wayne. How are you?
I never better. Business is great.
What about me, Wayne? Don't you want to know how I am?
I was getting to you.
Sure you were.
It's just that I've known Vicky since she wore diapers.
Wayne, you could really laugh.
How you folks doing these days? I haven't seen them for a while now.
They're fine. We're gonna look around, okay?
Go ahead. I'll be here all night, you know.
Oh, Vic, that was creepy. How would Wayne know your mom and dad?
The folks weren't always on their religious kick. My old man probably was Wayne's best customer.
You're kidding.
Nope, the whole trailer park buys booze here. Cheapest store around.
So your old man was a boozer?
Big time.
What happened?
Tammy, I'd rather not talk about it. Let's just head for the quarry, okay?
Oh, wait. We gotta snort some beer first. Here, take this.
And this. Heavy.
Quit your whining. Let's go.
Next? Sir, can I help you?
Huh? Oh, yeah. I'd like a first-class ticket to London.
Will that be one-way or round-trip? Sir?
One way.
Vicky, give me one, will ya?
Yeah, here. You can carry it now.
Hi, Tammy. Hi, Vicky.
Hi, Danielle. So where'd that boyfriend of mine go? I was supposed to meet him here.
Jared scored some new pills. Says they're awesome. He and Bill are down by the lake.
Oh, I hate it when Bill does that. I wish you'd just stick to pot. These pills freak me out.
Hey, Vic. Your parents tried to save me yesterday.
Ooh.
I think I'm gonna go to church with them on Sunday.
Shut up, Danielle.
So, Vic, what was all that about your parents?
My parents are the religious nut jobs of the trailer park, okay? What else do you need to know?
Whoa, I'm sorry. Not trying to make you mad.
It's okay. They did the whole getting saved thing a couple years ago. It's just kind of embarrassing, that's all.
They stopped drinking and stuff?
Dried right up. Took a while, though. At least back then I could steal their beer and cigarettes. Oh, the weird thing is, my old man used to hit me sometimes.
Ow.
Until he got religion. Then he stopped. Honestly, sometimes I liked him better before he was a Christian.
Why?
Now he tells me I'm going to hell and I gotta get in solid with Jesus and stuff.
Ooh, that must be a good time.
Yeah, it wears out. I think the devil's got your soul, girl.
Well, when we're in hell, you can hang out with me.
Well, there you go.
Hey, don't go eating all those fries before we get home. Your mama's gonna tan your behind. And then she'll find some kind of way to blame it on me and then try to pull me apart too.
No way. She's just jazzed to have you staying at the house for a while. That keeps her in a good mood. You're like happy dust.
Yeah, you better be right, little man. I can't afford to have your mama boot me out the house right now.
Hey, Uncle Andre?
Yeah, what's up?
Do me a favor.
Okay. Only don't involve no cash, anything like that.
Nothing like that.
Okay. Well, what's up then?
Can we... I mean, Can we knock off that little man stuff? I mean, I'm 14 now. Not that little anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's cool. Well, they call you anything at school or anything like that?
You mean nice things? No. They just call me Lionel.
Lionel? No Leo or Lion or Leo the Lion or Big L or something like that? It was
very funny.
My bad.
One of my teachers calls me Lio. Says it makes me sound hip. Don't really mind that. Other than that, I'm just plain old Lionel. Tell the truth. That's what my mom wanted. She's always like, if I wanted him called Leo, I would have called him Leo myself.
I hear you. And again, like I said, I ain't looking to get on the wrong side of my sister right about now, all right?
I'm telling you, don't sweat it. My mom's the most forgiving person on the planet.
Don't you think I know that? But all good things don't last forever.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, check me out, man. I don't exactly live the holy roller's life, you know? Do I?
You mean, like, you're not a Christian?
Right. People like me just aren't cut out to be Christians.
Well, my mom says God forgives everybody.
Oh, okay. Yeah, hold up. All right. I heard that already. I just think it's just too late for me.
I suppose.
What do you mean, you suppose?
I mean, I suppose. I guess, to be honest with you.
Uh-huh. What?
But, see, I've never really become a Christian either.
Whoa. Are you kidding me?
No, man, straight up. Never did.
Oh, man. So you and me are like the two secret heathens of the family or something.
Keep a lid on it, will you? My mom thinks I'm gonna be a preacher someday.
Well, you better bring her up to speed on this one, man. Yeah?
I can't. Man, it'll kill her. And I don't want you saying nothing to her either.
Okay. I got you. Take it easy. I won't say nothing. As long as you don't say nothing about me.
Fine. Nobody needs to know nothing.
Right. Right, you got yourself a deal, little, I mean, Lionel.
Excuse me, would you like another pillow, Mr. Thompson?
Sure. That would be nice.
Here you are.
Thanks.
Well, you're very welcome.
This is what first class is like, Judd Thompson. Get used to it.
How you doing there, Vic? Oh, I am gone, girlfriend. But I'm still doing better than Bill. Is he still breathing? Yeah, he's breathing. He really reeks, though. He should have stuck with the grass, like I told him, and not gone pharmaceutical.
That didn't hurt me any.
Right. You're so busted, girl. You're never gonna sneak past your mom in that condition.
I don't wanna see me.
I'd love to, but I better get Bill the pill home before he yaks again.
Thanks for the ride.
Talk to you later. Give me a call.
Okay. Nice and quiet. Oh, man, she's still awake. If I can just...
Yeah. Oh, bedtime. You never looked so good.
Hey, Perry, you find anything yet?
Not yet, Sarge. There's no sign of a body anywhere.
So what?
This car drove itself into the telephone pole?
I'm not saying that. What I am saying is that there's no evidence that the driver was anywhere near the car when it hit the pole.
Come here, Perry. Come here. I want you to take a look at this. See this?
Yeah?
This car had to be going over 50 miles an hour to bend the frame like that. No way anyone walked away from this car. There's no way anybody got it going that fast and jumped before impact.
I'm not saying I can explain it, Sarge. None of it makes sense. I'm just telling you what I see.
What's this now?
Hey, officer. I know the owner of this car.
You do, huh?
Yeah, his name's Eddie Byrne. I was supposed to meet up with him at the diner.
Perry, have someone call a diner and see if Eddie Byrne is there.
I'm on it.
What do you mean?
What's your name, son?
Don Lewis. What's going on here?
Well, Mr. Lewis, it seems your friend is nowhere to be found.
What?
He planted his car on the pole here and just disappeared. Huh? Even left his clothes in the front seat.
What?
Darnest thing, too. Not a drop of blood anywhere. You think you could get in an accident like this and not get so much as a bloody nose?
Well, I don't know.
Trust me, you coward.
All right, so what do you think happened?
I don't know. But I do have a number of questions for your friend, if we can find him.
Here, tuck that side in over there, all right?
Got it.
Good. That's good.
I'm glad you and my mom are getting along so well.
Yeah, see? I mean, that's what's cool about sisters. Man, they put up with a lot of garbage.
Yeah, maybe. Clarice is always ready to haul off of me for something.
Yeah, now that's how she is now. But trust me, that'll change. I mean, when you get to be my age, man, I'm telling you, it's gonna be different.
Yeah, right. She'll have killed me long before that.
Nah, Clarice is a good kid. Like your mom in a lot of ways. She ain't gonna kill nobody.
Hope you're right. She's thinking about taking kickboxing next year.
Whoa. Now, your mom and I, we used to have some fights back in the day when we were growing up. Oh, wow. Now look, I mean, she lets me hang out in her basement anytime I want.
So, how long are you gonna be staying this time, Uncle Andre?
Oh, a couple of days, you know, I don't know. I just wanted to get out of the city for a little while, you know?
Rolling Meadows is only half an hour from Chicago.
Yeah, I know that, but I can't exactly afford Jamaica right now, buddy.
Hey, if you go, you take me?
Take you, huh? Yeah. You'll be first in line. So, I mean, what do you think about living out here way out in the suburbs, man?
It's all right. Mom thinks that the schools are better than downtown. There aren't as many gangs out here.
Okay, here, now, stuff this pillowcase, all right?
We still go to church in the old neighborhood, so I don't know. It's not like I never see my old friends or anything.
Well, your mom's been going to that church since, like, forever. She ain't gonna never change or switch.
Tell me about it. It's like our home away from home. So, what you got plan while you're out here?
Well, I thought I'd just how about hang out with you, man? Huh? You know, do some stuff. A little this, a little that. You know.
Well, I got school and all, but if it's okay with my mom, it's okay with me.
Cool. Yeah, I like that. Now we'll cruise around and see what we can do. Find some trouble to get into, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Good, yeah. Oh, man. Oh, I can remember when I was your age. Oh, Lionel, man, me and your mom, we got on this bus one time and went downtown and got on this parking ramp, had a bag full of water balloons. Oh, man, this busy street right below us, right? Oh, we did some damage. I mean, okay. Well, that's a story for another time. Sleep well, little man.
Mom, I'm home.
Awesome. Hey, man, what's up?
Nothing, just watching some TV.
Hey, come on over here and watch TV. My mom's not here. What?
You know I'm not supposed to be over there when your mom's not there.
So what, man? We do it all the time. My mom doesn't even suspect.
It's still not right.
Look, she'll never even know. What's the big deal?
I know I'm not supposed to be over there when your mom's not there, so I'm not gonna.
Did your mom tell you that you can't?
No, I just don't wanna.
Come on, Rayford, what's gotten into you?
Well, I sort of wanted to talk to you about that, Ryan Cermak.
So come on over and tell me about it.
I can't, man. Why don't you come over here?
Fine. I'll be right over. All right, I'm here. So what's going on?
Nothing's going on.
So what do you want to talk to me about?
Are you sure you can be cool about this?
Yeah, I can be cool about it. Go ahead.
Remember when I told you I've been going to a different church for a while now?
Yeah.
Well, I've been learning some new things.
You're not going to make me pray with you, are you?
No, I just wanted to tell you about it.
So tell me.
You really want to know?
No, but you're going to tell me anyway.
So at this new church, the pastor encourages us to read along in the Bible.
Sounds great, look.
He also says that we should read the Bible at home every day.
And you like this church better? Sounds like a bunch of freaks to me.
No, they're not. That's just it. Pastor Billings even says that we can know God.
Know God? You don't think that sounds a little freaky?
No, he showed us in the Bible how God loves everyone and wants us to know him. He even sent Jesus.
Yeah. And he taught us how to be nice to each other and stuff.
Yeah, but it's more than that. It's not just doing what he says, but letting him live in our lives.
What are you talking about? That doesn't even make any sense.
I can't explain it like he does. Let's talk to my mom.
No, that's okay. We don't need to talk to your mom.
Come on.
No, I get it. You know God and you let Jesus into your life.
That's... You don't have to make it sound so weird.
It is weird. Look, if you want to follow all the rules and do everything right so that you can go to heaven, that's cool, whatever.
But that's not how it works, though.
What?
I used to think that if you were good and did everything right, that you would automatically go to heaven.
Now you're afraid that you might have been wrong?
I was wrong. That's why I accepted Christ.
Accepted Christ? Man, next you're going to be going around knocking on people's doors. Pastor Ramey making sure you know God.
Yeah, well, maybe I will someday.
That's it, you're a freak.
I'm not a freak.
Yeah, so what does your dad think of all this?
We're praying for him.
So he hasn't been brainwashed yet?
Come on, man. You're supposed to be my friend. You don't have to make me out to be some loser.
All right. Are we done now?
I guess.
You want to play some roller hockey?
Sure, I'll go get my stuff.
As the midnight sky
to here. Man, why are you so jumpy? Everything's just fine. Everything's just fine.
The kids. Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out leftbehind.com. And for more information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.